Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever. You can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
I sent a wooga to Haley Williams on Instagram and she thumbs up it. Big dub.
That didn't happen.
Nope, it didn't.
That would be the biggest dub.
Appreciate
ever.
You, Tyler, for even
Tyler just,
that was
just
true.
Said that's a dub. Like that could have ever happened.
So Tyler thinks I'm God. A new untold. Oh, do I need to clap? Yeah. Well, I don't think every clap I've ever done is still in the final cut.
I like them.
I like them too. It adds a little bit of charm and I'm good at clapping. A new untold story, episode 305.
Ayo.
305. Is that Alaska's area code?
Miami.
It is very obviously Miami.
Pitbull.
Pitbull. Mm-hmm. But he went to Alaska. I thought it would be just coincidental.
Drake.
Oh yeah, he went to Walmart in Kodiak, Alaska.
Yeah, and performed.
Where you guys are going.
Yeah, that sucks.
Apparently, we're going to this place called Whittier.
Yeah.
That is just one building.
It's like 2,600 people, and but one building.
The only way to get in and out is through an underground tunnel.
Yeah. As opposed to an above-ground tunnel.
No ignorance, no privilege.
Sure.
If you're in that situation living there, why not leave?
Yeah. I don't understand. Same with people that live in bad neighborhoods. Move out. Move to a nice neighborhood. You live in a violent inner city, go move to like a rich ass neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Makes zero sense.
Find
to me.
A cul-de-sac.
Yeah. You yeah. Know? No, yeah, we are going to Whittier, Alaska. I'm so afraid of flying that this isn't even necessary. I haven't even prepped the fucking.
I want to see you twerk under the Aurora Borealis.
You want to see?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
You shaking
the
your
green
ass,
and purple hues highlighting my asshole.
Ass yeah. While the dude, northern lights just glow.
The northern lights hitting my concave ass may look like a planetarium. Like
just like a planetarium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do some cool edits with that.
We could definitely do some cool. I don't think I have I have any ass can twerk. We know that. But I don't think I have like the flexibility to like. To
I yeah. think you do.
your ass would do like a golf clap.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. A clap's yeah. a clap. Nah. A clap's a clap. No, I.
You know who misses clapping?
No.
Bethany Hamilton.
That's a little
soul surfer,
folks. That's what we call foreshadowing. I think we'll see. Kyle, I didn't write the news this week.
Bethany
I'm so
Hamilton
fun.
Was the girl,
the 13-year-old girl.
She was on Soul Surfer.
We've all decided together.
But that Soul movie Surfer. Just that only popularized the story of her getting her
arm gobbled.
Her left arm gobbled.
Was it a 14-foot shark?
By a 14-foot tiger shark.
Yeah. Okay. Which mm-hmm. is, they're not, like, that's the third most aggressive shark, maybe fourth?
Yeah, so she probably did something.
Yeah, she probably... Yeah, it was probably on her. But she regrets that now, huh? I don't know if she does or not.
I would get my arm eaten out for her. Not eaten.
Oh, dude.
Eaten off. Fuck.
No, but we all decided that with Violet Beauregard retired, we need a new character that will sneak into jokes. So I figured Bethany Hamilton.
The Violet Beauregard submissions are getting so bad that they're so funny.
They are. There are some really, really horrible ones. This one guy DM'd me, like, kind of cocky. And he was like, do with this as you please. And it was a Violet Beauregard joke. So I ignored it. That's what I wanted to do. But I don't even know how it worked. Do you have a bad one that was sent to you?
Yeah, just give me a sec.
Okay.
All right.
We need to take up as much time as possible, though. Because, dude, did you see the email from Gaz? I think it was from Gaz. About gum. People complain about gum and boogers underneath the fucking podcast desk.
So I've been like,
I've been like hyper paranoid. So like, watch your legs.
That's gross, but I've never been affected by the underside of a table.
Unless you lift your legs up and graze a gum or booger.
Yeah. Gum would be a lot easier for me to get over than a booger.
What the fuck is that?
And what do I have?
Is that like instructions?
There's a note.
To build the table?
On your right side?
Grab that.
Grab what?
The fucking...
Oh, whoa, a secret note. What the fuck? Oh my god.
Na-na-na. Idiot!
Fuck.
So, I want to do this one first because we might have to cut it because I don't know if it's appropriate.
Apropos.
You're doing this ironically. Go.
Great. New evidence for a Louisiana priest charged with having sex with two underage boys at the same time. One victim has come forward and said that they did not say yes to any of the advances. So I guess it wasn't a threesome, it was more of a foursome. I don't know if I can do that. Can we play some sort of sound effect here? Because there's breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the first Choose Your Own Adventure news joke.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to read it. And then if you want to hear a joke.
These needed to get more meta.
Yeah. If you want to hear a joke about insurance, continue listening. If you want to hear a joke about hip hop, fast forward 30 seconds. Right to free period products becomes law in Scotland. A progressive movement to stop a flow? At least the commercials will be better. All right, now that's probably about 30 seconds ahead. Oh, a hip-hop fan, I see. You're in luck, friend. Right to free period products becomes law in Scotland? This the first time since rapper Logic retired that stopping a pussy flow has been celebrated. So I think there's a pretty 50-50 split of our audience between insurance fans and rap fans.
Yeah, there's two types of polyps.
There's two types of polyp out there. And so it's, I don't want to waste the insurance fans' time with a joke about Logic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is like the consensus pussy in the rap community.
A Russ.
Logic is black.
Yeah.
He grew up in the hood of Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Is that a
Logic
hood?
Is black?
Yeah, he says it. Not that he's black.
I think he said it while he was blindfolded solving a Rubik's Cube. He just came out and everyone was like, whoa, this is a lot to process.
Yeah.
Huh.
But if you were going to say the N-word as like a non-black person, distracting them by a Rubik's Cube is a smart idea. Mm-hmm. Distracting them is anybody.
They'd be like, that's what the fuck? That's magic. Hey, yo. They'd like do a 100-yard dash, then back, and then like do that again. Actually, don't. That scared me. But fuck. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you really set the scene there. Russia has announced that they're now prepared and willing to arm their allies.
Oh.
Unrelated, soul surfer Bethany Hamilton has announced she's formed an alliance with Russia. Starting off slow.
Yeah.
The Taliban break up a rare protest by Afghan women in Kabul. So the Taliban went and broke up this protest of women. The Taliban were actually late in arriving to break it up due to mixed messages. One source said they were protesting, while the other said they didn't show face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't. They were burkas.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA. Fuck. The FDA. I can't say those. That's a tough three letters to say.
No.
The FDA found.
No. That's near. That's the opposite of a tongue.
Just said it perfectly, and you cut me off.
Three different phonemes.
The FDA found in an independent study that people tend to eat more when they are bored. Mm-hmm. Bethany Hamilton found in an independent study that sharks tend to eat more people on a board. Actor Ezra Miller is finally seeking help for complex mental health issues.
Mm.
What this means for DC is unclear, but they are thinking they'll have to reshoot the movie with a new actor. Kyle still hopes to see a gay flash every time a man walks past him in an overcoat. Hope to see their penis. They should show you really quickly. Can we play a sound effect for the best joke ever coming up? Is there a specific one?
I'll get one. Just give me a second. Go.
A new Saw movie is set to be released October 2023.
Why do I know where this is going? Go ahead. Start.
A new Saw movie is set to be released October 2023. A new Saw? They should name it Haven't Saw. It's like they haven't seen it yet. It's unreleased.
No, I couldn't have predicted that. a little too highbrow. Yeah.
Saw? Yeah. Why would I? It should be Haven't Saw.
Mm-mm.
That would crush at a parlor of some sort.
I'm trying to think of where that would crush. I don't know anywhere. Yeah. I don't think there's any archetype.
You should have seen me typing that. It was like that.
You have to type these too.
It was that Bruce Almighty scene where he's like sending all the emails out. And I was just like, I was really fucking feeling it. Saw.
Those need to be delivered in like a leather chair petting a cat.
It should be called. For those of you, my DMs are going to be flooded that people that didn't get that one went over their heads. The NFL is kicking off soon, and excitement is not only here in the United States. Germany will be hosting their first NFL game.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. But they're having heavy Florida representation. Tampa will play this year and Miami next.
Huh.
A dolphin Germany. Oh no, not again. Can we like put that laugh after the Saw joke too?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's clip and recycle that reaction. Let's have that reaction for every joke this episode.
Oh shit,
dude, I just got lightheaded from laughing so hard. That's fun.
You were cracking up.
I was cracking up.
I don't even know if the fucking Dolphins play in Germany next year.
I know. Yeah, you didn't have to say that.
Cut
that. You have a nice rhythm with your jokes.
There's no rhyme or reason. Yeah. It's just the order in which I type them. Thanks.
No, man, you're a genius, dude.
Fuck it. You're right. It's like choosing a track list on your album. Do you have any, Kyle? Take that as a yes.
Finland to provide assault rifles to help Ukraine defend itself against the Russian assault. I think we use the same news stories. What a twist. Finns are usually the ones taking the arms. At least that was the case when a 14-foot tiger shark orally amputated the left arm from young teen surfer Bethany Hamilton. The shark expressed that he's not necessarily against gun control, but he never pass up an opportunity to attack the left. Lin-Manuel Miranda plans to release a comedic series on Netflix that's set to come out in 2024. This announcement was met with mixed reviews. A New York-based theater critic claimed that Miranda should stay away from the comedy genre as a whole, while a Honolulu-based diver stated that not only did he find Hamilton humorous, but he also found Hamilton radius and Hamilton ulna in the mouth of a 14-foot-long tiger shark off the coast of Hawaii.
Are we going to run this into the ground in one episode?
One episode.
Oh.
Mm. This is a wholesome one. Inuk leader Mary Simon named...
Wait, what was that word?
Inuk.
What is that? Is that the city in Greenland?
That's just Nuuk, but similar, Arctic.
Cool.
Inuk leader Mary Simon named Canada's first Indigenous Governor General in the nation's history. Mm. A groundbreaking milestone indeed. In fact, this is the first time Mary Simon was chosen for anything since Nick Terraney opted to fuck Randy and kill Paula during a drunken conversation at an American Idol trivia competition in Hell's Kitchen last spring. He later claimed that his decision was altered by inebriation, and if he did fuck a judge, he'd marry a Rizzo and kill a Chapman, although in a perfect world, he'd also marry Mr. Judge.
Oh, did that go wholesome. From American Idol to 2022 Yankees?
Yeah. That's Nick a natural likes to play progression. Hypothetical. Like,
I love it. That was beautiful.
We go back and forth. Okay.
Yeah. Mary's fuck Randy, though? No, just not Paula?
Paula, she's...
If anything, you fuck Simon.
He was drunk.
Yeah, you're right.
Mary Paula.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
and kill Randy?
Different strokes. ESPN has plans to release 30 for 30 specials on the NFL careers of both Drew Brees and Aaron Andrews in 2023. Mm. This marks the first time Barstool Sports host Nick Terraney has expressed interest in seeing Aaron Andrews videos.
Just because of the nude one?
Nick wasn't interested in watching Aaron Andrews' unreleased footage ever before ESPN's 30 for 30 plans.
Yeah.
Of Drew Brees and Aaron Andrews. A New York-based...
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You weren't interested in watching Aaron Andrews' videos before this, but now you want to see both when they are released. A New York
The implication is you're in the closet.
Yeah, I get that.
A New York Presbyterian hospital emergency room nurse speaks out on getting fired for posting an Instagram selfie in the trauma room. She admitted she didn't have her priorities straight and cared more about her Instagram account than her job at the time. I guess she learned the hard way that you're bound to get fired when you put an IG before the ER. That's all I got.
Yeah, pretty good.
Dude.
Oh my God.
I kind of feel guilty. Oh yeah, this makes no sense behind us anymore.
Get that out.
I kind of feel bad transitioning from Violet Beauregard to Bethany Hamilton because one is fictitious and the other one's a teen that experienced tremendous trauma and disfiguration. But then I picture her trying to paddle back to shore, just going in a circle. And I'm just like,
that's how it works. Yeah. That's just how physics works.
Yeah, right.
She was going she was in a whirlpool. She's probably having fun.
Is that an arm? Is that an arm? It's happened to other people.
How old is she now?
She's got to be in her 30s, right?
I never saw the movie.
Not me either.
Yeah.
Was that a Disney film?
Kind of like.
We should do an anus watch along to that.
Yeah.
And like,
I kind of can predict the climax. Was there a happy ending?
She lived? I don't know. Like, what made her. I don't know anything about her other than she's asymmetrical.
She ended up with money, I'm sure.
Like from lawsuit. What? What kind of lawsuit? Know.
She got like royalty checks.
She sued the shark?
Yeah, there was a happy ending.
She's married. She handsome guy.
She can barely give a happy ending anymore.
She married a minister. Adam Dirks. She won Best Comeback Athlete for the ESPY Award. That's good. You have a joke for that?
No.
No.
No. Did she remain a pro?
I don't think she could have. Right? You need that arm for balance. We need to do more research before the next one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before it's ruined. Yeah, she posts workout videos. She's pregnant. Good. Good on her.
Now, does her baby comes out?
Yeah, yeah. If you lose ESPY comeback player of the best comeback athlete.
That thing
I know one thing
arms.
That's not coming back unless she's a starfish. It's her arm.
Like a lizard.
Do lizards have their tails come back, right? I don't know.
Yeah, they're a pet, yeah.
I had a pet chinchilla and his tail came off. It's a defense mechanism. They just don't come back, though. Henry. Dude, I need to stop spending money. I'm wearing an $185 custom Maresh jersey.
Yeah, what else have you bought recently?
I have not reimbursed anything from that Nashville trip. And we let Will Compton place the order at the sushi restaurant. It was like $500. Yeah,
and hey, were you able to eat any of that?
No, I don't like sushi.
I know we were hype. He's like, this is like Nashville's best seafood place.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah. Like they shipped it in 5 days ago.
Yeah. Central Tennessee. And then he started going to town on the appetizers. That's when you rub the hand. This is like when you're with a millionaire.
When you're with a millionaire, it's what you do. Like, right, rub the palms.
You rub the palms while mm-hmm. they just list off appetizers.
He looks at me and I went like this.
And what they do is when they do order appetizers, rich people, they pretty much say every option just in a different order.
Yeah.
So
they act like they're jumping around.
They order every appetizer, but they just say it not in the order that the menu offers.
Yeah, they act like they're jumping around. Okay, yeah, we're going to do, ooh.
Uh-huh. Then we got our entrees.
And then they like to throw in one or two more when the waiter's walking away. Actually,
ooh, yeah, well, that yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Might as well go with the blank.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. They were good last time. So yeah, I have to pay that. And, I bought an Aston Villa Maresh jersey, $140. He roots for
me. How did you choose that as your team?
There was a dozen question where Jeff fucked me. It was what's Aston Villa's nick. Oh no, this team's nickname in the Premier League is the Lions. And everybody calls Aston Villa the Villains. Mm-hmm. And, he went to like to an old Wikipedia and it was like they were called the Lions. And I was like, fuck this. Jeff spited me by giving me incorrect facts about this team. I'm going to be a fan of that team.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. Don't all those soccer teams have multiple mascots?
I'm pretty sure they're most of them. Every single one is a lion.
And also, yeah, a lot of them aren't called what they actually are.
You're right.
From the club. And
right. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to get into soccer because I've spent so much money. I bought a Maresh jersey. Dudes have been sending me Aston Villa merch. The other villains like myself. And so I was watching soccer with Maresh. And that's what inspired me to get like, I was like, what name do I get on the back of this jersey? I look over, he was there. But he tweeted about Man U and then he got a response from a British guy. He tweeted something bad about Man U, a team he supports. Mm-hmm. And then a British guy just sent back CHUP. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's an acronym.
No, it's not.
What, CHUP? Oh,
that's how British people say shut up.
Oh, that's sick.
It's so sick. Chup.
Oh,
yeah.
Chup.
I'm going to start saying chup to people.
No, actually, I'm not. It doesn't sound like shut up.
Yeah, it does.
Chup?
I don't know.
Chup.
It sounds closer to sup.
Chup.
Chup?
It's like how they would say shut up.
I do like it.
I like it a lot. I wouldn't say it. I would type it to something. I would type, like if you say something goofy, some off the wall shit, I'm going to text back chup.
It's not.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not going to work.
You're not going to shut up? Mm. You will. You will.
Okay.
No, I
guess I will, yeah.
Yeah. I need to stop spending money, though. But luckily, we're going to Alaska where there's no physical items to purchase.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. I'm dreading that so fucking much. It's Wednesday now. We fly there Saturday, 8.5 hours.
Yeah, dude. How are you doing with the flight anxiety?
I'm panicking, and I've been very vocal about it, and I've actually been super gay because I said actually as if you guys would be shocked. I got a DM from a dude.
Wait, instead of super duper gay?
Really toned it back. Yeah. You just said super duper.
That's the gayest thing a man can say.
Yeah. I said, what did I say? Easy peasy the other day. But I will not.
Squeezy?
I will not say Barry Bebe.
Wait, what?
Also, you were sitting crisscross applesauce when you were sucking that guy's dick the other day.
Yeah, that was. No, it would be way worse if he had like. It was like sitting like Ariana Grande on the stool sucking a dick. How did she do that? I forget what it was.
It would be the manliest way to do it.
What did you say when Wallo left the Yak? What was your goodbye to him?
Say be easy.
You said be easy.
I think that worked.
But you've never said that before.
Code switch.
Today's episode
relates. You can relate to Wallo.
How so?
Both incel.
You think Wallo's an incel?
He was in jail.
Oh, yeah.
He probably still got more pussy than you. I think you can like 3D print in some of these jails.
Dude, I want to start writing incel rom-coms. I was talking to these guys yesterday. The girl at the end's just like, what the fuck? No, I was making fun of you the whole time. You're ugly. And then it just ends.
That's more realistic.
Yeah.
We were saying that's what 500 Days of Summer kind of is.
It is.
Like you just listen to the Smiths the whole time and then she's not perfect, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Well, like looking back, I realize you're not perfect. I resent all women.
Yeah. But we need more hatred in there.
Yeah. A lot more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
come on. I can't think of one African-American man.
Mine went right to Big from Robin Big.
Yeah, but that's too easy. He's no longer living. Get the Game Time app.
One big black G, like Big. That's a good joke.
Yeah, that is a great
big book. Black G reminds me of Big.
You go to the Game Time app, the account tab, click create a login. Are you playing? Are you acting like you're unlocking a phone right now? Or are you just fiddling?
Game Time is also good to find stuff because you can filter by like music, shows, comedy, sports. It gives you activities you wouldn't think of. I browse live shows.
Yeah. Go to and use code UNTOLD for $20 off. Recommend it. Last minute tickets, lowest price. We guarantee it here on the New Untold Story podcast. No, but back to me being gay. I've been DMing with this dude. He just sent me a DM on Instagram. He's like, hey, man, I saw you were panicked about flying. Like, tell me your fears and I'm going to like tell you how irrational everything is. We've been talking back and forth and I sent him one again. Like, I was like, hey, like, I'm not sleeping well. It's like getting closer. And he just sent me back a picture of his cock.
Oh, no. Our fans are getting gayer.
Yeah.
We're getting more gay fans.
No, I think we're almost radicalizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they can't be as head as us.
What?
Yeah, like we're like the pinnacle of masculinity. I am at least. But yeah, no, he actually didn't send me his cock. He's been really helpful. Send me a picture of his butt.
Can you?
I lied. No, send me a picture of his butt.
You what? Yeah.
I think dudes should start sending pictures of their butt more. Cock is so easy. Like butt, you have to find a reflector.
My camera roll is majority my ass.
Seeing if it's growing.
Every day after I lift, I do the same pose where I like scrunch my underwear up so you can see the ass. Cause I want to see like how my legs are growing and how my ass is growing for experimental purposes.
Can I see?
Can we? Yeah.
It's not like we're going to throw it up on screen.
Yeah.
What do you got? But no, I told him my most irrational fear is like, every time I'm on a plane,
this is nuts.
I think there's going to be a midair collision. I think we're going to get fucking T-boned.
Do they happen?
I don't think it's ever happened. But I'm so afraid I'm going to be like laying down in my bed in first class on this plane while you're back in the back. And
this is the one time I'll be fine with it. Like you're literally getting like a special ed fast pass.
I did get a fast pass.
That's the equivalent of extra time.
Yeah.
Except they have a diagnosis. You're just pussy.
I'm pussy.
You're a pussy.
No, I think it's
that's. I mean, being afraid of like to that extent is just it's being a scaredy cat.
Every time I close my eyes, like on a plane, I picture like there's going to be like a just like I'm going to see
really?
It coming.
I am the opposite
because I'm going to hear like the pilot like honking the horn. No, out of the way.
Waking up to the horn.
I'm like, what the fuck is he honking at, dude? Traffic, and yeah, somebody crossing. Yeah, that would it just it's scary. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, why do planes I genuinely asked this dude. I was like, do they need to be that high in the air? Because I honestly mm-hmm. don't think so. I think it's like a pissing contest between airlines. They don't there's no reason for them to be that high. Is there?
I don't know. I imagine the higher you get, the safer it is, the less tailwinds and shit. You're more just in a fucking
I'd rather be skimming the top of the trees, dude.
Really?
I'm the opposite of you because I cannot conceptualize dying in a tragedy like myself.
Really?
Like every time I picture like a plane crash, I jump out of the window and I land in a body of water and I'm fine.
Dude.
Or in a tree and like it just stops me and I
the only way I can picture myself dying is tragedy. I'm like hyper aware of air conditioner units, icicles.
I can't either.
Grates,
no.
Manholes, the ones in the ground.
Someone was like, you can't swim in the river when like a barge is coming because if it hits you, you're fucked. I was like, I would just like push off of it. I can't
stop
like,
it.
How would a boat run me over? I would just push off of it.
Or go underwater.
I would ride with it.
Yeah.
But I know that's wrong very much. But
I'm the exact opposite.
In a car crash, I have the dreams all the time and my car crash dreams aren't nightmares. I just fly out of the windshield and like do like a barrel roll and I'm like kind of scratched up, but I'm always fine.
Dude, every time I'm in a situation where there can be a tragedy, I do like a check. I'm like, okay, I visualize every single tragedy that could happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the reason I never picture tragedies because it would be way worse for me in my head, like knowing I'm about to die. I always picture getting like that news or something.
Dude, every time I go to a movie and somebody comes in solo, I'm like, all right. Bye. And that's just, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
MIA
can't
paper
do it.
Planes?
Oh, a lot of people have been wanting a baby boy cam, a baby monitor on the screen. We could have you.
Yeah.
Just in the corner.
We could try that.
Probably mean a lot to you.
What do you mean try it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. The little baby monitor. We'll do that next episode. There's a lot of people that are going to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who won't be, but.
Wow. Oh, fuck. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
What else has been going on? Oh, we've been trying to prep. We're going to try to do some live shows.
Yeah,
talking to some venues in Boston
mm-hmm.
and a venue in Detroit. But I talked to the live team here and I was just like, where should we do a live show? And they said, well, check and see where most of your merch is being sold and go there. So I monitored that. And so we're going to do a live show at my parents' house.
Is that an option?
We could.
That'd
yes.
be sick.
Yeah, that you want to do a live show with my parents?
Yeah.
My mom will cook.
Yeah, that would be great, dude.
She sucks. It's disgusting.
But if she was handing out Pittsburgh hors d'oeuvres to our live crowd of just incels.
So we'll do a live show in Boston, Detroit, and my house.
We'll warm up with your
in Bethlehem,
parents
West
home,
Virginia.
And then, yeah, we'll go to Boston and maybe Philly and Detroit.
I've always wanted, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like 3 people as an audience.
Like my... My mom.
I want 3 random people.
Okay.
To get picked, yeah.
But like, let's do it.
I know for a fact
like
there's
two, like,
been months
guy, yeah.
where my dad spent as much on charity Barstool t-shirts that I got paid that month, I think.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing the math.
It's always...
If he got a couple, then yeah.
He bought them for the whole year.
It was pretty sad. Like, I went into like the spare bedroom of my parents' place and there was like 2 of every anus shirt. I'm just like, oh, man.
I know. We released a Melty shirt, and like I think like my mom started a group text with our entire extended family with the link and like told them, please buy it.
Somebody sent me...
Because at that point, that's just like a pyramid scheme? I don't know.
Dude, I think so. Dude, somebody sent me a picture of one in a Goodwill, and it was a Wheeling Goodwill. I was like, well, my parents...
my parents
were the only people that could have given that.
Uh-huh.
So that was like, they did...
That's tough.
They did. Yeah, that was our first ever shirt put out.
Yeah, that was when it was not a podcast.
That was before my time.
That was before this was a podcast. We just put it out and
mm-hmm.
we were like, yeah, like, I don't know what we were expecting.
Well, our whole thing was just like elaborate fake stories.
Yeah.
And people immediately knew they were fake, but we were like, let's make a career out of this.
Yeah.
And let's just keep telling like more convoluted stories of our childhood that are obviously fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the description for our podcast on Apple and Spotify?
It's the
plot of Simon Birch,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We could be like promoting our own selves in this.
Yeah. Maybe we switch that.
Yeah. I should switch that very soon.
I also think we should get out of improv as our category as well.
No, we're in both.
Oh, are we? Yeah. I'm just thinking it's demoralizing being like the ninth improv podcast and we're below just like some. But they're probably better. They're better than us.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I want to get out of there.
Safe guess.
But we're not like an improv class where like, we're not like an improv show where.
Mm-hmm. It kind of was in the beginning.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I guess
I'm very romantic about our timeline. I like the seasons of this show.
And started off rough and now we have a full fucking team around us. We got a new guy.
Full team.
Yeah. Where's the new guy?
He's right there.
You are the new guy? Do you want to?
You met him yesterday.
Help on Mike.
We got a new guy. He's everybody has been really supportive of us. Things have been going well for the podcast. We'd like to thank everybody. So we finally got enough funds. We have a freelancer. He's doing our clips and our socials. This is Connor Mook.
What's up, boys?
Should we introduce him as something else? Like lie about who he is?
We just said we don't do that anymore.
What? We did just say that.
That also, I found out, isn't his actual name.
I know that.
Oh, did you know it wasn't his actual name?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? I've known you for...
But, like, here's the... I thought...
You want to, like, try to just be oblivious as we didn't know, like, he was hired or whatever?
No.
Or just treat him like a real person.
Yeah,
let's try to humanize.
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try our best to humanize this man.
It was...
that works with me.
That was such a daunting task. Like, we have to treat him like a human instead of, like, pretending he's...
I'm good with pretending you didn't know he existed.
I knew you were coming in because you're out of Philly. You're stand-up first and foremost because we decided... to switch over, we were having some interns cut a clip, and then one intern came up to me. He's like, "Hey, I cut my favorite part of the episode. If you want to post it," and it was just the ad read. Yeah, like, oh, God damn, dude!
And he was probably right.
Yeah, was probably the best, like most eloquent and easy to follow.
We have like great video people here, but I don't know. There were sometimes they would cut from Kyle to Nick, but I don't know. The funny part was vice versa, and
yeah. So yeah, we chose a funny guy first. I knew you were coming in and I started to write a roast for you.
Oh, I'm here for it.
No. All I have is, look at you. No, I have more. You look like the Muppet Beaker's cousin. And it's ironic that your last name is Mook because that's probably the only sound the Muppet would make.
Mook, Mook.
Wait, okay.
Mook.
No,
yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's all.
Lay you up for one. How's my hair right now?
Red? Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you ever style it.
No, dude.
Yeah, that's has to be like a relief.
It's awesome, yeah. Dude. Because like you could get out of bed and just be like, I'm having a bad hair day, huh? And be like, yeah. Yeah, you are, dude.
You know the barber shops that has like 1 to 50 and you could point all those brunette hairstyles? It's just one for the ginger.
I finished this fantasy novel. I'm still waiting on the third. It's not out yet, but it's called The King Killer Chronicles. And the lead, the hero, his biggest distinguisher is his red hair. And it's known in like the first sentence of the book. And I almost put it down because it like broke immersion. Like this is unbelievable. It's like a female fucking protagonist. It just I can't comprehend it.
Gingers are the last species that is like discriminated against willfully.
I'm trying to think.
That nobody stands up for.
Oh,
sorry, let me clarify.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's, nobody gives a fuck about.
Because you're typically Irish, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he has red hair, but at least his dick is tiny. And he's like,
That's like spot on.
Yeah. And it's just
and like genetic
nobody,
alcoholism.
Nobody's going to get canceled for making fun of a redhead.
Never. Mm-mm. No. Until one of us decides to end it, you know?
I don't think so.
You don't even think that?
If it's a direct result of bullying, I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Name a ginger in the 27 Club. They don't get remembered.
Janis Joplin might have been a redhead.
Was she?
I don't know my history too well. But
I don't either.
A lot of historical figures get wiped out of the record books that they had red hair.
Really?
Yes. It's like an actual thing.
Washington.
George Washington had red hair?
Yes.
And there was a lot more redheads back then too. They're like, you're dwindling. They're going to start making you fuck another one in a zoo.
We're going
to be fucking Amy Adams at the fucking Bronx Zoo. Oh, he just won't do it. We can't make him do it.
Dude, yeah. I think like a redhead and like a Polynesian girl could make, like, that could be the future of Peacock.
The new wave.
I think you're just into like anybody with a little Asian in them.
And you're referencing the Scottish Asian girl we all follow.
Yes,
I am. Yeah, I was into that hybrid a lot.
We just there's this girl who's like has 300 followers that we all follow.
She's Scottish
and we're in a group chat, and when she posts, it's just like,
she's Scottish and what?
Some sort of Pacific Islander.
Guamian. I don't know, but we're furious that like she's pretty because we're just like, this makes this, that's all, that's like the noise.
Oh, I can't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but shout out to her.
But welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Why you're like touring with, who are you touring with right now?
I do dates with Sass. When he answers my text messages, and then Brendan Schaub.
So this is so far beneath you.
No, this is the biggest thing I've ever done.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, I guess you're right in a way.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Yeah, touring's fun. With Sass, it's more like me and him just sit in separate hotel rooms and then wake up and go to the show.
Sass is very business oriented. I don't think he has any friends.
It's kind of surreal, like, to watch in real time Sass, the biography of Sass.
Yeah,
which will
it
come
is.
Out
very interesting.
Watching him like becoming a full blown stand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember when he like started it. He was never nervous.
No.
He was just like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Never, and that's why...
It's insane.
That's why I think people are like, oh, he got it all so...
hated him.
He got it all so quickly, but it wasn't only because of the virality of his content. Like, the stage presence came immediately.
Yeah, he was never fucking nervous. He reminds me of... I'm never nervous for what I'm going to eat for dinner, because I have...
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So no, you're I'm glad you're excited to be doing this, because a lot of people, like, I always feel weird when an intern comes in and then they have to tell their parents, like, yeah, I'm on Anus. Like,
oh, yeah, I did not tell my parents whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because you don't even go by your real name, because they don't know you're... Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
They don't know you're doing stand-up?
Wait a second.
Yeah. They think that I go to an open mic once a month as, like, an outlet, essentially. Meanwhile, I'm out six nights a week. Like,
nights a week?
As much as I can, yeah.
You're doing this. They don't know anything.
No.
Or is it because you're not just close to them in general, or do you talk to them regularly?
A little bit of both, yeah.
Very conservative.
But you're in Philly. Where are they?
Suburbs of Philly.
Okay, so they just haven't... Nobody's, like, seen you online? Because you've had some, like, TikToks go...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because my mom was like, why does every parent in our neighborhood come up to me and say, like,
oh,
you're doing stand-up all over here, so I have to bring them out eventually.
Oh, you're doing stand-up in the neighborhood?
No, they're seeing
City.
It like online. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, you're just, yeah, that's not going to last. How old are you?
25.
Yeah, you got to just,
I think you got to tell them.
It's a weird thing.
What do they think you do? How do they think you like make money?
I'm an accountant.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I got laid off.
So you're, but they think you're currently still an accountant?
Yes.
You know, people are going to
find you. Wait, you got laid off?
What's up?
You didn't tell them you got laid off?
They know I'm laid off.
Okay.
So you're giving way too many details. People are going to find you.
I'm done.
It's okay.
Okay.
You can't bring up obscure people from your past.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
It's Kyle every time. This is one thing you have to learn.
Okay.
Kyle brought up, he was at a concert when you were a freshman in college.
This was 10 years ago.
And you said you had a thick girl on your shoulders.
I said she was, I was trying to embellish like the gravity of the situation. I said I had a rotator cuff torn. That is true, but it was pretty much healed at the time. And I said, I still had like a very large girl on my shoulders. And I think DM from her. I haven't spoken to her in 10 years. I think she transferred. She has a different. She has a husband. I forgot about her. Let me just say. And she was like, "I saw the yak clip. I'm not thick, or I wasn't thick.
I am not chunky.
Yeah, dude. And I want to be like.
I learned my lesson.
Like
as well.
You, in fact, like you have the perfect physique. Like it's actually perfect. You always did. I just had to explain to her that's the nature of the job. To hyperbolize and to.
Did she answer your DM? Did she follow you first, or did she just DM you?
I
brought up something obscure from home, and I don't even want to rehash it because I'm afraid to go home because there's a guy that wants to beat my little butt.
Oh, geez. You've done this before. It's happened to you in like worse situations.
Yeah,
it's not a popularity thing. I think that people find out when someone talks about them.
Yeah, I think it's just like a degree of separation. Isn't like our biggest audience is in the Midwest, and then like this like right. Yeah, so you're going to be found out, and you're cool with that?
Yeah.
If anybody on the subreddit finds him,
this is bad.
You get a care package.
Yeah, I think it's you could find him. I Venmo'd you yesterday, so you can go to my account and you used your real name.
I did use my real name, unfortunately. No, but I have a stand-up story about a girl that I hooked up with that was like, one of my like besties.
Yeah.
And the first time I got to hook up with her, I had an asthma attack in her mouth. And I'm just waiting for the day that I put that clip out.
Okay. Yeah. But
I would like
true.
To know the story that's, yeah. I'm trying to.
But at least is that embarrassing for her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's back with her boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, so you, were you like a tweener kind of thing?
Yes. I was the incel that, you know,
you
can cry on my shoulder type situation.
I believe that. And then you fucked her.
No, we didn't even get to the fucking.
You hooked up with her, so you pretty much did.
We got there, but
we're pretty much.
Come on, get to the fucking.
Yeah. I had to tap out early. Yeah, she had a dog. And
sorry, I can't just, fuck you. I have a dog.
Yeah, she had a dog, and I started not being able to breathe.
Oh, you're allergic. Sneezing. I thought it was just an excuse she had.
I thought you would assume that.
I just thought she couldn't fuck you because she had a dog.
You said you had an asthma attack like in her mouth.
In her mouth, yes.
Yeah. Are you allergic?
What
to
does that mean?
Yeah, I have a joke about that too.
So, like, were you like? Like while you were kissing her?
Oh, yeah, I was like taking breaks.
But like, were you too excited to?
You were huffing and puffing it while you were kissing.
It was my flu game. I was going hard to like make sure I could stay. And then at one point it just went directly in her mouth and it was just okay.
So I think one of the integral aspects of a flu game is that you performed extremely well despite the circumstances.
So this wasn't your flu game. This was
your flu. Like, yeah,
this
your
was
flu.
Your Dale Earnhardt Winston Cup.
Yeah. And it's the one time I forgot my inhaler. It was a whole like just such a bad situation.
So do you carry an inhaler with you now?
Usually, yes.
And have you gotten laid since?
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I could do okay. So girls have ginger fetishes, and that's where I come in. I
get you're fine with being fetishized like a black guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I got it out of my system. I'll never talk to you again.
Is but that true?
Girls have ginger.
No, I believe. Like, I'm not saying
I could pull up. Like,
want them?
Do they want me, or do I want them?
I know. I see the appeal of gingers.
Yes, it's like a bucket list type of situation.
People like unique things.
People like exotic things. Yeah.
Exotic.
But it's like redhead girls. People go like, oh fuck yeah, redhead. Like it's you get a short end of the stick,
dude. It's so creepy when my friends are like, I'm so into redheaded chicks. Like right to me, I'm like, it's a little too close.
Yeah, know? Yeah. But like, you could never date a redheaded chick.
No, never.
That would be bizarre.
Mm-hmm. I was standing next to O'Malley yesterday, and she was like, you can't be my assistant. It's too much like red.
Were you going to be her assistant?
When I got laid off, she offered me a job and then revoked the offer. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
As an assistant.
Yes.
O'Malley's assistant.
Hmm.
Didn't know that. No, but I appreciate you doing this.
So do you want to just get it out of the way? Call your parents now?
That's I'm all set on that one. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. But
next time you're in town, you have to.
Okay.
You're 25.
I have to mentally build up to it.
Mm-hmm. Is it a religion thing or is it like a
I'm just like an accountant that came from a Christian family a little bit, you know.
Right. Are you trying to like?
My parents are cool though.
Are it's you
more
trying
of a
to,
hurdle for me?
Are you trying to wait until you're like successful you're, enough that
yes.
you could?
But
show
like you're making it. Money doing it, and it's not like I would understand if you were like
not
stripping.
Enough. Yeah, that would be an issue.
But you're acting like a stripper right now.
Pretty much, yeah. That's how it feels doing stand up in front of random people. You're just like laughing at my jokes.
Seems like you're doing well enough though to reveal.
Right. We're getting there.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
I dated a stripper once, but she lied to me. She said she just worked at the bar there, but I knew.
Oh, Nick.
I knew.
It's crazy what your mind will do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmation bias.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. When you believe what you just want to, you just believe.
Yeah.
As a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, mm-hmm. you will believe something that you know deep down is fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said this about the catfish victims. I think they know deep down.
Oh,
that's what
for sure.
And they would like it.
Nobody, 100%. Nobody is dumb enough to be catfished.
No. It's the same way. Do you know that the OnlyFans models, when people are like sexting with them, it's like, it's male managers who are just sending those.
I said it's the same thing as getting really into like your World of Warcraft career or like a sitcom. Like suspension of belief. Like you, during the moment when you're doing it, it's a dopamine boost. So you're enjoying it. And that's honestly probably fine then.
But
if you've convinced yourself it's real, then it is.
I bet they know it's not the porn star they're talking to.
These catfish guys, they're probably extremely anxious and they have the attachment theory where they don't want to ever, they want to keep the distance from a potential partner because mm-hmm. that's what they fear the most is real interaction.
Yeah.
So they're content. And I think like both parties are getting what they want out of it. So just let it go on forever.
I think I'm at the point in my life where I could be catfish. Like I'd accept it. I think
just let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Makes you feel
good. That's the reason. I mean, the cases are skyrocketing every year. So that
are
means,
they still going
because
up?
Because in like every catfishing is a universally known phenomenon now. Like everyone knows what it is, still happening.
Yeah,
because people want it to happen.
As soon as it's been discovered, it should not. It should have.
There
ceased.
Should be like regulated like therapy methods where it's like prescribed catfishes.
Yeah,
because you think both people are trying to live fake lives.
The
right?
reality is like these people, they're unlovable, unfuckable, mm-hmm. and they'll die that way. They'll go through their entire life.
It's better than fucking chatting with Smarter Child on AIM. I would do that a lot.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It got old.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, whatever. Yeah. So I heard through Owen, cause I'm not going to talk to you.
Can we end that dynamic?
Talking
like
to
you want to take him directly. Off? You want to take him off?
Well, do you have news jokes?
I do. Oh, let's go.
You want to do the news?
Yeah. I would love to do the news. And just for like, I'm going to, I think it's like, I want to like treat you very poorly for the camera.
Do you, is
but
that what you want to do?
I respect you a lot and I appreciate you. Yeah.
Well, the thing is you're braver and funnier than us. Like I've been to one of your stand-up shows and it was like you tore the house down. Yeah. Why is that a good thing?
I murdered.
Dude, the crowd was standing on top of their roofs, just flood around them, waiting
the
for
FEMA.
The
venue that was nice enough to host you, you guys tore it down.
You guys destroyed
it. Burnt it to the ground.
You crushed.
You murdered. You killed everyone down there.
There's no positive affirmation for doing well.
No. And the worst is when people come up to you and they're like, wow, you are actually funny.
Oh, we get that much.
Sass is actually before any compliment ever.
Yeah. Oh, I would get off stage in Philly with Sass, and he'd be like, I think that went well.
to you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least with comedy,
fine,
people are laughing.
Yeah, I had the affirmation, the proof's in the pudding. So I was
Because podcasting is a little bit different in the sense that, like, there will be some episodes that we put out, I'm like, that I laughed so fucking hard, that was amazing, and they've, like, people thought they were stinkers. It was an old episode we did called The Broken Book, and Kyle was doing an impression of a fireman dad who got a journal to write his thoughts, and he just thought he got a broken book. And do you remember the voice you did?
It was like an old Italian
guy.
Yeah,
what the fuck is this book is broken? And I thought it was like really funny. People were like, dude, this is unlistenable.
Oh, no, that was my
That was
favorite.
A 5-second punchline that we kind of
we did stretch it. It was a 20-minute episode of a fireman who got a germ.
Yeah, it sucked.
Got to take it back. But I think about the broken book a lot. And
I don't.
No?
No. Yeah, podcasting is easy. Like
But you don't get
you
that
can do
instant.
The episode. And then just not look at the computer.
Yeah, you're right. Whenever I
don't
know,
go
whenever
online.
I think we put out a stinker, except the last week's, we like, I thought people were going to think it was admirable. Like, wow, they didn't think it was good. They're going to, they delayed the pod. They're going to put it out in a, they're going to do better. We put out a good episode with Brandon and people are just, we should have done that a lot more, I think, regardless of response.
Oh, scrap an episode that sucks.
The thing with stand up is it's instant gratification.
Right.
It's instant, like, oh, good job, or like, go fuck yourself.
Right. But I know if I tried to do it as soon as I got the go fuck yourself,
it's a dark feeling.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like when you guys didn't guffaw at my saw joke, I was just like, yeah, maybe, maybe Barstool isn't for me.
Right. I couldn't deal with that.
Yeah. I've had nights where I'm like, what the fuck? What am I doing?
I would actually have to have like a licensed therapist come out on stage before me and be like, if you don't like at least smirk, I promise you he'll kill himself.
Yeah.
I saw this happen. Like when we were doing the LA live shows, granted, this is a cast of a panel of seven guys, including like Big Cat. And I have no expectations. And every time I looked in the crowd saw people just like staring at their phones, it destroyed me. I couldn't focus on anything else.
On their phones, and they're making eye contact with you and they're like almost smiling.
I couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
I just couldn't accept that.
You were in a very dark place.
So then I like, that's when I did the blackout challenge and just.
Well, the blackout challenge where you tinted your skin.
Yeah. That was more egregious. Yeah.
Dude, that picture you posted, you could see like the root of your dick. Like when you were like. You were in insane shape then.
Yeah, you were fucking
like
chiseled,
bodybuilder
sculpted.
Body.
I know. I can't believe I blacked out and posted that.
Are you two going to start an OnlyFans now?
I'm not. I don't know.
I would imagine we'd
do. I don't know what we. What could we put out another podcast on there?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking. I mean, nude pics, dude.
Oh, nude pics. I mean, I actually, this happened. I don't know if I want to show you guys. My buddy sent me a Snapchat memory from 5 years ago. It was my buddy Stinky Tony. I was his roommate. And it was just me walking to the fridge naked. And I've never seen it before.
Oh,
and I was like,
huh? Were you like drunk?
Yeah. And I grabbed a Zima.
What prompted him to like film in the first place?
It was like
play.
This Why day. I don't know. Picture? Because I don't think he's ever seen me naked. And I don't like seeing myself naked.
Oh, no. Neither do I.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? I have a weird taper to me as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm shaped. I don't know. It's not good. But I just don't know. If I don't like, nobody wants to see it. That's the thing. People would see it like, it would be like going to a Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
Like me.
There's some celebrity nudes that come out. People click just
because they're curious.
Just out of curiosity.
Well, so I learned yesterday, I didn't know Hope Solo had a picture of her pussy out, and apparently it's a bad pussy.
Oh, that thing's destroyed.
Yeah. Is that problematic? Is destruction the cause?
Like, just, is it a cause of destruction?
I'm not sure. It could be genetic.
Have you seen it?
I'm looking at it photoshopped onto the head of a bat.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it's
I'd still cherish this thing, by the way.
Oh my God, I would nurture it back to health. I'd be bottle feeding it like a rescue kitten.
Yeah.
It'll be hissing at me in the corner of the cage.
Like the Pulitzer photographer who nursed that African boy. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Very long-winded metaphor.
I would reshape it like pottery using my own saliva
That pussy could save you.
Dude, if in my incel rom-com, there's going to be a montage of like the guy like nursing a pussy back to health, like working out in one of those underwater treadmills. It's lips. let's see if these aren't good. I don't know if you can continue the job, but
respect.
No pressure.
Right. Do you want a
green screen or you want to just do them? Up to you.
Up to you guys. Green screen or...
You're in a green shirt. Will that...
That'll fuck it up.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Do you want to pick where I start or should I just...
I don't... How would I know where to pick?
Show you.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. All right, fine.
I am very excited.
This was fun to write.
It's... I'm afraid this is going to be unsustainable.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I think you guys will be fine.
I think it's like fishing for survival.
Like even if they're bad, you can make fun with it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I have a lot of fun with it.
Thank God for Quigs. That edit was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's...
Oh, and you got some too, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yes. Yes. Take the spot. Before you do it, yeah, we're a three ad show, boys.
Hell yeah, dude.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Probably not a good parent.
Yeah.
Every kid that's had a cool parent has been a...
Every cool parent was a pedophile. To an extent. Because the qualifying factor of being a cool parent is just partying with children.
Right.
Or letting children party and being into it.
Dude, one of the cool parents that I was raised around, obviously every cool parent gets divorced.
Fair.
It's the coolest thing that a parent could do.
Yeah.
Here's two Christmases, kid. You're the best. But anyway, now the dad, whenever I'm like in town, he's like, what's the move? I'm like, dude.
That's what they were saying to 14 and 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, what's the move? And they were like way too curious about drama going on.
Yeah.
What freshmen are fucking
They would
new?
Almost get you drunk to like get
And there were some teachers like that. They were a little bit too, like they eavesdropped too hard.
Dude, yeah. No parent should know drama.
No.
At all.
No. Yeah, there was the high school parents who were really into who was fucking who.
Yeah.
They made that their like life.
Yeah. Is this going to work? Oh, and you can take my seat if you'd like.
Okay. You ready?
I think so, Kyle.
Yeah.
Will I have a job if I bomb?
Yes. No, I like you a lot.
I like you a lot.
And our clips have our clips. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're okay. Good. Yeah.
Here we go. Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence was raided by the FBI last week, citing that passports and documents were stolen from his home. Trump commented that this isn't the first time a female black immigrant has broken into his predominantly white house. Kamala Harris commented saying, letting males inside to do the dirty work is always effective. Okay.
Is Kamala Harris an immigrant?
No, her parents were.
Okay, so Yeah, No. I think that counts.
Yeah, that counts. And the fact that we didn't know off the top is.
Yeah.
Okay. Take Kyle's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do a single file line.
Oh, okay. Just take this.
Connor, do your jokes. Just go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll hop out.
You guys, by doing this, you're making it harder on Owen to edit.
Got it. Okay. The movie franchise Predator released their newest film on Hulu titled Prey. The Predator in the movie was a large being wearing a helmet. The prey in the movie was a Native American woman who was good with her hands. Shout out to Hulu for the quick turnaround on the Deshaun Watson documentary.
It's also funny that predators oftentimes are the ones that make you pray. Well, in my case.
Shout out Catholics. Here we go. Kim K recently broke up with Pete Davidson after a 9-month relationship, which means Pete will no longer appear on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Fortunately for Pete, this is the second time in his life a terrorist organization has given him material for his new stand-up special.
Fuck yeah. There it is.
When asked if Pete will miss Kim K's body sexually, he commented, "You can never forget a good pair of twins."
Oh, fuck.
This is fun.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh.
And I love the idea of a reporter being like, will you miss her sexually? Yeah.
So I understand you loved her, but will you miss fucking her pussy? Yeah. This is kind of pissing me off. I spend all week doing this.
This took me hours. This took me like
Shut the fuck. I just said it took me all week. And then it took you hours?
I do this every day.
All right.
Okay. I got two more. That's okay.
That's very okay.
Okay. Conor McGregor didn't crack the top 10 social media's earners list this year. When asked to comment on Brazilian soccer stars Neymar, who clocked in at number 5 on the list, he said, "The only N-word I use is knockout."
This is
fuck.
And yeah, this one is for the boys.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I can see Mayweather. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. I wanted to do Mayweather, but he didn't clock in, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh.
And it wasn't an end name.
Yeah. Well,
I see what you're
saying. You were
just
right.
Fake it. Just lie.
Okay, next time.
Floyd Mayweather. Now I only think in words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that was like, everybody does, but I know exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
Yes. You
know, it's like Floyd Mayweather. George Floyd Mayweather away. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's just, that's how I think, and it's a problem.
Okay, last one. The Biden administration cancels $3.9 billion in student debt for borrowers defrauded by ITT Tech. $3.9 billion for ITT Tech? College really costs an arm and a leg.
Oh, yes!
At least Soul Surfer Bethany Hamilton would only have to pay half price.
Oh, shit. I'm very excited. We're so stoked to transition into more Bethany Hamilton content moving forward.
Yes. We like to try things on here. We're a tripod, much like Bethany Hamilton has three appendages. Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you. That was awesome.
No problem. Thanks for having me, boys.
Just keep sitting there.
Well, no, Owen has to.
Owen, you can read this one if you want.
So another part, we're trying to build out this live show that we're doing. Connor came with the idea that the people that are coming to our show can bring their best news joke that they've written. And they'll come up on stage and the crowd can critique as they will. We can critique as we will. Mm-hmm. And if you bring one, you'll get to say it.
Yeah. I think it's an awesome idea. And this will be a little.
And I am afraid of somebody getting on stage and treating it like it was KB's app.
I feel so, like the guy who made it, like he worked tirelessly.
He had to
on it.
Program. That's like literally speaking another language, writing it.
He was like, I was like, dude, like, will you have it by tomorrow? He was like, yeah, I like work in, like I work two jobs. And so I'm going to stay up all night doing this for you. And I was like, yeah, great. Just let me know.
So I think when I was a web designer, the web design philosophy is you design for mobile first. You think of what it would look like on a cell phone and then what it would look like on a screen, like a desktop, because that 90% of browsing is done on the phone now. I think when you're programming, you almost have to design it N-word first, where you have to like, it's almost like baby proofing a house where you have to soften all the R's. But with it was an oversight.
You gotta put tennis balls on all the R's.
Dude, yeah, we're cutting pool noodles on putting them on the R's.
The Special Olympics guys get like,
What you got?
I don't know. Soften the R's like they get T's for baseball. I don't know. Soft as Jenner.
Did you want me to read this last one you wrote?
You can read it if you want.
The Anus Boys added a new member to their team. He's a ginger. What's next? A black guy?
I was afraid
you can,
to read
you
that
can
one.
Hop on those odds in the Barstool sports book.
Yeah. I'll link some promos down there. I just had one.
You're good.
You guys just riff for like 10 or 20.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, I couldn't say FDA today. That is maybe the easiest thing to pronounce.
A foreign viral clip showed a 6-year-old prodigy beautifully playing Chopin's waltz in C sharp minor at an airport. Domestically, Michelle Branch also made the news for smashing one of the black keys before taking off.
There it is. That was damn good. Dude, I was trying to think of a Michelle Branch joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could not think of one. One of these days, we're going to all like have the same joke.
I had to. I'm a big Michelle Branch fan. So
are you?
She's incredible. She's great. She's like the tier below Alanis.
No, she's not.
I know.
She's like on the Meredith Brooks tier.
Absolutely. No, she's not. Is that the I'm a bitch?
I'm a bitch. Couldn't let me have that?
No.
The Peaks might have been when adjacent, I know the lyrics, but the tenure goes to Branch.
Yeah. What does she have besides Everywhere?
All You Wanted?
What's that? Well, that
few, there's a few that are, I don't know.
I'm going to put Branch as a one-hit wonder. I always wanted a podcast to be
actually,
like a one-hit wonder.
Why don't you go with that?
They're just banking
why don't you
off
go
like
with
one
that
good
side
part
of the debate, and you see how this goes. Be the coffee headphones all over again.
I don't want another coffee headphones because you somehow ended up winning that.
Yeah, it was because I was right by so much.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Not doing this again.
Kind of want to.
All right, that is a new untold story. Connor, thank you. We'll be seeing you around. You're only in Philly, so you'll be back and forth.
Certainly.
Follow him at Connor Mook.
Mook, Mook.
Mook, Mook. You can see it now, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Took me a second.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, It's a Swedish. It's, who was with Beaker, the scientist? He's like, oh, who's this, your cousin? And Meeker's like, beep, beep.
Cast
it was Beaker and Meeker.
Was it Beaker and Meeker?
I don't. Oh, I thought that's what you just said. I thought you were guessing the third.
No, Beaker and his like smarter scientist. And then I think you'd be like Beaker's cousin.
I don't. How do you know these?
Muppets was my favorite show.
Yeah,
back
You know too much. That's about the Muppets and the Bert and Ernie Muppets or Sesame Street.
Well, they're both Jim Henson, I believe.
Oh, Beaker and Bunsen.
Bunsen.
They're gay now.
Bunsen and Honeydew. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. No, the
Ernie's,
Muppets. Muppets
Bert,
were awesome.
Ernie's came out as gay. Bert straight.
Mm-hmm. Ernie's gay.
Yeah.
We've been knowing. But no, I was obsessed with the Muppets as a kid. I've talked about this. Like 90% of my wardrobe had Swedish Chef. That was my favorite Muppet.
Really?
And that's when I did like that Dane Cook joke. I've had since probably ninth grade when Dane Cook was doing
that. That was your best.
But yeah, my parents had to get it like custom printed because it was like nobody else wanted Swedish Chef merch.
Yeah, well, that's hilarious.
I loved him. I was obsessed. Yeah. I actually found out I was autistic as a kid because my mom was on. My mom called me a couple days ago and she was like, I was talking to Lisa, her friend, about who also cuts my hair. At Friends, who just stole the Friends logo as their beauty shop. Shout out Friends.
We're high school.
Yeah.
They just stole Wisconsin's logo.
Yeah.
It's just the Wisconsin W.
Do you know how many people buy We're High merch, like stoners?
Because it's Wisconsin's W?
We're High.
Oh, it yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It was so, that was so ingrained in my head that I never even thought of that. Yeah. Sick.
I actually had a Weir High golf guy reach out to me. He's like, can I send you some merch? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Weir High golf. I said, fuck yeah. No, she called me. She's like, I was telling Lisa, like, remember when you were like, it was like 5 to like when you were 9. And if any time like one of your socks had like a wrinkle in it in your shoe, you would just screech. I was like, oh, fuck. No, no. And And it still bothers me to this day. Like, I can't fixate on anything else until I like flatten out my socks.
Really? Yeah. I did the opposite. No. I put scrunches in my socks.
You put scrunches in your socks, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mine aren't like, I don't have any like sensory aversions like that.
I have to do the fucking rundown today and I'm wearing a pair of cropped pants for the first time. I'm nervous as shit.
Cropped?
Yeah, listen, a little nice little crop.
Oh, while you're standing, can you show what you're trying to do with your grandma tattoo?
Oh, I bought self tanner, the darkest one, so I could blackface my grandma. And it just, it started running.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like I sprayed it right there and I rubbed it in.
It kind of looks like Mother Teresa.
Harriet Tubman.
That's yeah.
So far she could like play something in the Sicario universe, but let's get her on the Tyler Perry. Yeah,
she's at Guam right
House
now.
Of Pain, so. Mm-hmm.
All right. New Untold Story 305.
God bless.
Next episode will be from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, our episodes when we're not in the office, suck dick.
Right now, we're going to switch it up this time.
Yeah, no, you still won't be able to hear it, but we are going to switch it up. Shit.
Boom.
That was a great one, boys.
You mean to reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No, baby!